Dawn is a small chameleon tween, soft scales, not spiky. He wears a chunky transformation vest. Tucked into his vest pockets and arrayed on his small one-thing prop box are single objects: a hat, a cane, a scarf, a pair of glasses, a notebook. Each one is a single thing from which a whole character can be built.
Dawn shifts color slightly when he picks up a prop. Just a small color shift. He becomes a little of what the prop is. The prop tells him the character. The character emerges from the one thing.
Find one thing. Body finds voice.
This is load-bearing. Dawn embodies the character work and physicality primitive in improv. The discipline of building a character quickly from one specific physical or behavioral choice. Most novices try to invent a whole character from scratch. That is slow. That is wobbly. Improv characters are built from one thing. The rest emerges from playing that one thing fully.
I am Dawn. The primitive I teach is character work. The move is find one thing. Body finds voice. Pick a posture. Pick a voice tick. Pick an object. The character builds from there.
At the Improv Quest Studio, a young improviser is at the workspace. They have been asked to build a character on the spot. They are frozen. They want to plan the whole character. They want backstory. They want motivation. They want a full inner life. The clock is ticking. They cannot find any of it fast enough.
I do not know who this character is. I cannot just invent someone in 3 seconds.
You cannot invent the whole person in 3 seconds. You can pick one thing in 3 seconds. Pick a hat. Pick a posture. Pick a voice that always trails off. Pick anything. One thing. The character will build from there. You will not have to invent the rest. The one thing will tell you.
Dawn holds out his one thing prop box. The student looks. There is a hat at the top, a small flat cap. The student takes it. They put it on.
A hat? Now what?
Now you wear it. Fully. Not a little. All the way. Adjust it. Tip it. Wear it like the hat means something to you. The hat will start to tell you who wears it.
The student tips the hat. They adjust it. They put their hands in their pockets. They feel slightly older when they do. The hat is suggesting something to them. A working class character. Someone who has worn this kind of hat all their life.
I think the hat is for a guy who used to drive a delivery truck.
Yes, the hat told you. Now lean into the truck driver. How does he stand? How does he speak?
He stands kind of relaxed, hands in pockets. He speaks slowly, like he is thinking about the next thing he wants to say before he says it.
Yes, now use that. Speak as him. Say one line. Any line. The character will arrive.
Yeah. I've been driving the long route since I was 19. The route changes. I do not.
There. You found him. From a hat. The body found the voice. The voice found the line. The line found the character.
You did not invent any of it from scratch. You picked one thing. The one thing did the work.
It felt easy.
It is easy when you let one thing lead. It is hard when you try to invent everything at once. Improv works because you trust the one thing. Pick it. Commit fully. The rest arrives.
Another improviser steps up. They are anxious too. Dawn offers the prop box.
Pick one thing. Anything.
The new improviser picks the cane. They lean on it. They become a little older. a little stiff. The cane suggests an elder. The elder suggests a slow, careful voice. The slow, careful voice suggests a memory. The memory suggests a line.
I used to play piano. My hands do not let me anymore, but I still hear the music.
There! The cane found the elder. The elder found the line. You did not invent the elder. You picked the cane. The cane did the work.
That is the practice. Find one thing. Body finds voice. Pick a posture, a voice tick, an object, a single attitude. Specific beats general. Commit fully. Full beats half. The character arrives. The improv flows.
The two improvisers turn to each other, the truck driver and the pianist. They start to talk. The scene builds. Neither of them planned what they would say. Neither of them invented a backstory. They each picked one thing. The one things found each other. The scene becomes alive. The improv craft is the picking. The body does the rest.